Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The U.S. Senate voted yesterday to begin debating a Republican tax cut bill that would also open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Alaska Public Media reports that in a statement released yesterday, Senator Lisa Murkowski lists several reasons she supports the tax bill, including a lower burden for many Alaska families via doubling the child tax credit and standard deduction. She also says she likes that the bill would end the mandate that everyone have health insurance. Senator Dan Sullivan also supports the tax bill, maintaining tax cuts will spur economic growth.
You can grow the economy and you bring in more revenues without having to raise taxes.
Democrats say the tax cut is a giveaway to corporations and the wealthiest Americans. DNC Chairman Tom Perez says it's wishful thinking to expect the tax bill won't add enormously to the national debt.
It's fairy dust economics to suggest that all this wonderful growth is going to occur and it will trickle down and help everyone else.
Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State did not sound optimistic after yesterday's vote that she and fellow Democrats can block drilling in the Arctic Refuge.
It looks right now that people are continuing to move it forward.
Cantwell says Democrats will try to raise awareness about the refuge and its value as a place for nature. Fairbanks State Representative David Guttenberg hosts a workshop this weekend on a proposal to improve broadband internet access. Guttenberg says he often hears complaints from constituents about poor service, but upgrading it isn't profitable for telecommunications providers.
If the private sector is not going to fill the need, and it's not because they're complaining about it daily, then something has to be done.
That's Guttenberg testifying during a November 22nd hearing before the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. He says he's invited experts to his Saturday workshop to discuss the problem and how some lower 48 communities have formed cooperatives through local government to improve service.
I'm bringing up providers from the electric co-ops, from the munis, from NTIA, which is a federal agency that is not with the FCC but supports building up private-public partnerships.
Guttenberg's referring to the National Telecommunications and Information Agency, which advises the president on telecom issues. Saturday's Building a Better Broadband workshop runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Murie Auditorium. Longtime World Ice Art Championship supporters Dick and Hua Brickley will hold an ice carving exhibition in lieu of this year's canceled competition. The Brickleys own the property where the Ice Art Championships are held. Dick Brickley says the exhibit idea developed after Ice Alaska's recently announced cancellation of the 2018 championships due to a decline in sponsorship.
When we were notified Ice Alaska was canceling the competition, we wanted to make sure we did something out there at the park, so we're going to do an international ice art exhibition.
Brickley says it's been easy to line up artists already planning to come to Fairbanks to compete to instead participate in the exhibition.
A lot of the people have already planned their piece, and we want to make sure that they have a chance to do it.
Brickley says he's helping pay artists' travel expenses, but otherwise trying to keep costs down, noting there will be no judging or prizes. The for-profit ice park will also include popular kids' ice slides and is scheduled to open February 19th. But Brickley says the park will also be the venue for a holiday music and light show beginning December 9th.
The musical light display will really tell the story because as the people drive through the park, and we hope that they do, we'll have a picture in each space of what's going to be carved there in March.
Brickley says proceeds from the $20 per vehicle entry fee will go toward funding the February-March ice carving exhibition. I'm Dan Bross.